Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm Dee Dee Mercer-Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business, and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. Good morning, Dr. Jason. How are you today?
Doing well, Dee Dee. Doing well.
Hey, I want to talk about an exciting thing that you're doing, and it's called no-sodes. You know, we talk about over-vaccinating, and we talk about the adjuvants and our vaccinations, and people are looking for an alternative. You have an alternative. A lot of people don't know what this is, Dr. Jasek, but it's called no-sodes. It's an alternative to certain vaccines. So tell everybody what you have available and how it can benefit their pets.
Basically, they're a homeopathic form of vaccinating. And so homeopathy is different. Homeopathy is energetic. We're not actually giving any biological substance. So the way no-sodes are made, so say you have a dog that has parvo, and you take a little bit of that fecal material that's contaminated with parvo, and you start diluting it. And homeopathic dilutions go down very, very, very small. So you have like you start with like a 1 to 10, and then you do a 1 to 100, and then you do a 1 to 1,000, and you can get up to 1 to 10,000, even 1 to a million dilutions. So you have basically an insignificant amount of the biological substance in there, i.e. the fecal material with the parvo in it. However, energetically, it's still there. And the way these are actually activated is by, you can actually, what we call succuss them. We have a homeopathic formula, and you kind of pound it in the palm of your hand. And the more you like agitate it, the more you activate it. It's very interesting, and it's backwards from what you would think. So the more you dilute a biological substance when you're creating homeopathic formulas, the more potent it is. So it's backwards of what we, you know, would typically think. And what you're doing is you are basically you're activating the life force or the the energetic body. So instead of generating antibodies, which that happens on a physical level, where we generate antibodies, which can then fight disease, and they're measurable. We can do a blood test to measure. But you don't get that with the no-sodes. What happens with the no-sode is the body, the whole entity, including the energetic form of the body, has one susceptibility to disease. And basically, the no-sode goes in and plugs that little hole. So the life force says, oh, we already have an exposure to this particular disease. We can't get it again. And that's what happens on an energetic level. So it's a little bit harder to get your head around doing this. It's different than saying we're going to give a vaccine, and then we can measure antibodies, and we have a number that we can put to it. You're not going to get any number. You're not going to get measurable antibody response when you use a no-sode, but they can be very effective. So you can do these instead of conventional vaccines. Again, you're not going to have anything measurable. I still recommend use some discretion. You have a young puppy. Don't take them out and expose them to public parks where hundreds of dogs that you don't know have been. I mean, you still want to be a little bit careful, but this is a way of providing some protection without any of the dangers and the potential side effects of the conventional vaccines. I got some lepto no-sodes. So leptospirosis is so commonly used. It's like a lot of the vaccine companies kind of got pressured into going out every 3 years for the rabies, you know, making the recommendation every 3 years for rabies and the parvo distemper. And there's these other vaccines like leptospirosis and Bordetella that they're pushing every year like crazy. And lepto is so dangerous. I just see such a high reaction rate. So for people that have been told that they have to vaccinate their dog for lepto, that it's a dangerous disease, they're, you know, taking them hiking and they're exposed to wildlife and all, you know, again, it's another fear factor. Well, now this is another option that people can use. They can do the lepto nosodes to provide protection for their pet without having the risks of the vaccines. So I think it's a good intermediate option for people that are comfortable with the principles of homeopathy.
Well, Dr. Todd Cooney, I've talked about him before on the podcast, has not vaccinated a puppy in their clinic, Dr. Jacy, for 13 years. Why? They use nosodes.
Yeah.
And he was saying, when we brought him on a couple of years ago, he was saying, we have extremely healthy puppies. And he said, can there be a case once in a while where a dog is going to get parvo and die? And he said, yes. But there are cases when you do vaccines as well. Now, I want to say this, that if you go out and you begin to search nosodes, you're going to see all sorts of information out there that says nosodes are not a substitute for vaccines, right? And they are going to present statements that say that nosodes are not safe. Now, nosodes aren't going to have adjuvants. They're not going to have additives. And it's a different way of administering, Dr. Jacek, right? You administer not through the veins, not through a needle. You administer nosodes through which way?
It's through the mouth. And actually what I do, so all homeopathics come in these little, like usually little pellets, those little round white pellets. And in people, you know, when they take a homeopathic, you hold it under your tongue and let it dissolve out. Well, okay, that's not going to work very well with a dog, right? Hold this under your tongue for 10 minutes until it dissolves. So I actually put them in little dropper bottles with distilled water, because then that essence of those homeopathic remedies will disperse into the water, and then you can literally just put a dropper full in their mouth. And what I do with nosodes, I have an ascending protocol where we start with a lower potency for a week, then we give the body a break for a couple weeks, then we go with an intermediate potency, and then we wait, you know, a few more weeks, and then we go with an even stronger potency. So you're building up that response. And then you can give that highest potency as a booster. Like say you go through this protocol and you're going to be traveling with your puppy and you're like, oh gosh, they're going to be exposed to some things. I'm not, you know, not sure, you know, where if they're going to, you know, you're going to be on a road trip and you're going to be stopping at rest areas and you don't know what dog has been there. Well, you can just give them, you know, another dose of this highest potency before you leave. And it's going to help protect them. You know, I actually did a nosode protocol with one of my dogs that I happened to get with no vaccines. She was a 3-month-old puppy, you know, little chihuahua, 3 pounds. And I did nosodes on her. And I used to take my dogs to work with me. Well, they still go to work with me, but I don't leave my house. But I used to actually take them to my clinic with me. And she got exposed to parvo puppy. She actually did get parvo, but she got such a mild case that I almost didn't even test her. I mean, she literally just vomited a couple times, was acting a little punky, you know, like dogs do sometimes. But I'd had this parvo puppy in the clinic and I tested her and she was a strong positive, but she got such a mild case. It basically, she vomited a couple times, had a little soft stool. That was it. So that told me, you know, okay, with doing the nosodes, and she was already on a raw diet. I didn't negatively impact her immune system with the vaccine. She was on a raw diet. She did get exposed, but her body handled it. This is what we talk about all the time. The body can handle these disease exposures. And I think the nosode helped keep her from getting it, you know, more severely, because she was this itty bitty little 3-pound chihuahua. You know, these are the puppies that a lot of times don't make it because they're just so small.
If you're reading information out there that says it is not safe and effective, okay, based on the CDC or the FDA, I want you to hear this because I want you to start questioning what you read. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, they have a childhood vaccine schedule, and it recommends universal vaccination of all infants, human babies, with a hepatitis B vaccine at birth, 1 month of age, and 6 months of age. Now, Dr. Jasek, you would think that the hepatitis B vaccine that you're going to give a itty-bitty baby, 1 month of age, has been tested for safety and effectiveness. Because Congress mandates that the FDA only license drugs that have been proven to be safe and effective. But here's the truth. The test on this hepatitis B vaccine on our human babies was only tested 5 days after they injected this baby with this drug. And to give you some comparison, safety review periods of things like even Botox, all right, those review periods are over six and a half years. Now, we are reviewing a drug that we're giving our babies that are autoimmune issues, that cause autoimmune issues, neurological issues, developmental disorders. And typically those are not diagnosed for a few years after the babies have been injected with this certain hepatitis B vaccine. But they're only reviewing them 5 days after the baby has been injected and saying they are safe. So the ICANN organization has now filed a lawsuit against the CDC, and they filed a petition to the FDA demanding that this vaccine be revoked until the safety requirements have properly been met. So I say that because you're going to read things out there like nozodes, like ozone therapy, that are going to say, it's not effective. We don't approve it. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's not effective, Dr. Jasek. I mean, if someone like Dr. Todd Cooney has changed his entire practice to not vaccinate puppies, and he hasn't in 13 years, something must be going very well for him and for his patients that are using the nozodes, wouldn't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. And I think we need to look at that type of clinical evidence. That's what I look at in my practice, is the clinical evidence. How are my patients doing? Do I have a research study that, you know, definitively proves that what I'm doing is effective? No, but I have, you know, I've seen hundreds of patients, treating them the way I do, and I am seeing great success doing it. And you know, to be careful about research studies too, because they're often slanted and swayed. They throw out data. A lot of times research studies are designed to prove a certain point, and any data that doesn't support that end objective is literally thrown out. They'll take, that number, that doesn't fit. That's going to skew what we want this research study to prove. So let's just throw that data out. So all this business about, you have to have a research study behind a methodology, a lot of those research studies are not true either. And it's very expensive to do really good, true research. And the only companies that have the money to do that are these big corporations, and they're the ones with the other agenda. So I think we do need to look at this clinical evidence. When a veterinarian says, hey, I've not vaccinated a pet in my practice for 13 years, and they're not dropping dead from all these horrible diseases, yeah, I think we need to step up and take notice.
Why don't they take notice the other direction, Dr. Jasek? If you're a traditional vet, certainly you saw it, and I heard this time and time again from the late Dr. Susan Klein, who said, I got tired of seeing my patients drop dead. I got tired of seeing my cancer patients just skyrocket. So I started looking around and started looking at alternatives and found these other ways to treat my patients. And I'm having great success. So I often wonder, if you see that things aren't working, why do you keep going that direction? Why? It's sort of like when people call us up and say, I've been feeding this kibble, but my vet says that I should stay away from the raw diet. And I said, well,
if that's working so well for you, then keep doing it.
We have got to snap out of it. We have got to snap out of it.
Well, they say that, wasn't it Einstein that said that that's the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result?
Exactly.
Yeah, I got to do something different. And I think the loop that medical professionals get into is there's this whole concept of standard of care. So even though things like chemotherapy don't have good long-term outcomes and they make pets so sick, once they're considered standard of care, like, it doesn't matter. You know, we take an oath as medical professionals to above all do no harm. So how can you, as a veterinarian in good conscience, be giving pets medicines that are making them sick, not curing cancer like they're supposed to, you know, not creating good long-term results, and still say you're not doing any harm? That, to me, that's a direct conflict with our fundamental oath. But practitioners don't say that, because the AVMA says, okay, this is standard of care, so it's okay. If it makes the pet sick, it's okay, because it's standard of care. Oh, they got sick after that vaccine, it's okay. That's standard of care. And once that standard of care is established, then it's okay. But what about the do no harm? Are we not looking at, like you said, Dr. Klein? I mean, I went through the same thought process. What we're doing is not working. We need to be providing other options. But, you know, most practitioners just don't think that way.
Well, I'm so glad that you do. I'm so glad that you do, because you are getting such great success. You are helping pets live a much healthier, happier, and longer life. And I know that you're going to write a blog about NoSod soon, and I hope that that's going to be up on your website. But for those of you who have listened to the podcast, you are not on board with over-vaccinating your dogs, I want you to go see Dr. Jasek, or at least do a phone consultation with Dr. Jasek. We will do more podcasts on NoSods so that we can help you understand them. Go to Dr. Jasek's site. It's A as in Apple, H as in Harry, A as in Apple, vet.com. Jasek, spelled J-A-S-E-K, and talk to her about this. Do a phone consultation. I think it is well worth your time.
I just am so committed. I feel just so strongly about getting the word out and helping educate people and helping people learn that there are options, and ultimately helping the pets. I mean, that's what it's all about, and helping alleviate this, you know, frustration of which way do we go? And I understand that it's tough decisions, but yeah, we're here to help. We're here to help you guys. And, we'll keep getting the information out as best we can.
Yeah. And I think that you've seen, Dr. Jasek, that this is something that's needed. You've changed your practice, you've changed your methods, and your practice is thriving. I mean, you're just booked solid. So this is awesome. This really says people want what you have to offer.
Right. They're looking for something different. And, you know, we'll keep doing it as long as we can.
That's right. Until we get suppressed. All
right. That's right.
All right, everybody. That's it for today. Join us next week, where we will be answering your questions. Send us questions if you have them to info@rawdogfoodandcompany. Start your dog on a species-appropriate diet right here, right now. We ship all over the country. All right, everybody, we'll see you next week. Bye, Dr. Jasek.
Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.